们现在就要讲解第六章后面这一段的信息。
So when expound the last part of this chapter 6.
在第六章前面到十四节的时候。
In chapter 6 until verse 14.
保罗从我们是以基督同死以基督同活发展出一个新生活的这个意象。
Paul, from the concept we die together with Christ, rise together with Christ, coming to a new life that we have.
一个死了的人就是已经没有新的可能有任何的动作的人。
The one who is dead, there's no possibility for him to have any action.
我们如果与基督一同死了，我们就不能再过旧的那种生活。
If we only die together with Christ, then we cannot lead the old life.
那我们过去的生活是与基督一同死了。
The life in the past is dead with Christ.
在基督的死里面，我们死了。
So in the death of Christ, we are dead.
基督的死是为我的罪死。
But the death of Christ is because he died for our sake.
所以我的罪在基督的死里面死了。
That's why my sin in Christ's death is dead.
因为基督为我的罪死。
Because Christ died for my sin.
所以我现在不再被罪所捆绑。
So no more I've been enslaved by sin.
罪在我身上的发动。
Sin upon me to start a motion.
最终的目的就是要我置于死地。
The purpose is to cause me to die.
因为罪的工价乃是死。
Because the wages of sin is death.
如果罪的结局就是叫我死。
If the end of this sin is death.
罪的目的就是把死的权柄运行在我的里面。
Then the purpose of sin is to cause emotion, the power of sin in me,
发动在我的生命里面。
Because emotion in me,
那我的生命就因为罪有一天一定要死。
So then my life because of sin one day surely will die.
但当耶稣基督为我死的时候
，But when Christ Jesus died on for my sake,
基督的死与我是变成有关系。
So there's a relationship of Christ's death and mine.
为什么基督的死跟我有关系？
Why is that Christ's death is related to me?
因为基督的存在跟我的存在是有关系。
Because his existence and my existence is related.
这样你就看见保罗的思想是这样关联。这样有机的联系第五章到第六章。
So you see that from chapter 5 to chapter 6, Paul's thought is so organistically linked.
你知道吗？第五章讲什么？
You know what's being spoken about in chapter 5?
亚当跟耶稣是两个全人类代表性的存在。
That Adam and this Christ Jesus is the existence of two representatives for mankind.
所以神看人的存在只有透过这两个存在去代表其他的存在。
So the view of God to our existence is viewing through the representativeness of Adam and Christ.
我们的存在只能在这两个代表的里面。
Our existence can only exist in these two representations.
你是在亚当里，
whether in Adam，
或者你是基督里，
or whether in Christ.
在亚当里就是死，
in Adam you die.
在基督里就是生命，
in Christ Jesus you have life.
在亚当里就是悖逆。
In Adam you rebel.
在基督里就是顺服。
In Christ Jesus you obey.
在亚当里就是犯罪。
In Adam you sin.
在基督里就是称义。
In Christ Jesus you are justified.
那么因为基督与我有这个代表性的关系。
Because there's the relationship or representation.
所以耶稣基督是第二个代表，也是最后一个代表。
Christ Jesus is the second representation and also the last.
所以当基督代表我死的时候。
Because when Christ Jesus represents me to die.
就是要解决我的死的问题。
To deal with the problem of death.
我是一个犯罪的人。
I'm a sinner.
是一个因为罪而一定要死的人。
And because of sin, surely will die.
那么基督既然为我死了。
Now Christ Jesus now has died for me.
要是我可以在他的死里面解决罪同死在我身上的这个权柄。
So now in him I can solve the problem of the power of death and sin.
所以当我把我自己跟我自己因犯罪一定要死的这个地位归入耶稣基督的时候。
So when I put my position and my position in sin that I should truly die, I put all this in Jesus Christ.
这就表示我在基督里可以真正有盼望离开罪同时的捆绑。
It is only to say that in Christ Jesus I have true hope that I can leave sin and death.
所以把我自己这个地位归入耶稣基督的死，又归入耶稣基督的复活，这就叫做信耶稣。
So when I put my position in death and also in resurrection in Christ Jesus, that means what I believe is believing in Christ.
所以今天我要你们提升一个新的观念出来。
So I want you to elevate one thought, a new thought.
人家都问你，你是信耶稣的人吗？
If people they ask, are you one who believe in Jesus?
你说是，我是信耶稣的人。
Yes, I believe in Jesus.
但那外邦人提到信的时候，他跟我们心里面观念的信是不一样的。
When a non-believer they mention about believing, the concept is different from our believing.
他们说你 你信基督教，我信佛教，他信回教，他的观念就是你的宗教中间选择一个你认为适合你的东西，那个叫做信。
Because when they say I believe what they in Buddhism, in Islam, in Christianity, that's among all religions, it's just something that you believe and then you believe in it.
所以他说我信佛教，我信基督教，他是站在主体性的地位里。
So he's standing in a position of subjectivity to choose a religion to believe in.
我信基督教。
I believe in
Christianity.信回教。
I believe in Islam.
所以这个我就变成一个主体。
So I become a subjectivity.
宗教就变成一个客体。
So then this religion became an object.
那么他要什么教是他选择的。
So whichever religion he wants, he chooses.
所以他们在信的时候，常常以为自己是站在主动的地步去选择他认为适合他的宗教。
So when they say they believe, they stand in a position of a subject actively. They want to seek for a religion that suits them.
那些不信宗教的自然神论是怎么样呢？
And what a naturalist who don't believe in any religion, what happened to
them? 我不信什么宗教。
They don't believe in any religion.
但是我信有上帝存在。
But I believe that God exists.
所以他的信就是另外一种信。
So their belief is another kind of belief.
他没有办法逃避宇宙万有的奇妙共通的见证，在他心中所给他的这一个控告。所以他不能不承认说有一个创造者。
So they cannot run an accusation of this co-witness of the whole universe to testify to them that God exists.
你怎么可以逃避上帝？
How can they accept from God?
你可可以拒绝这个宇宙是上帝造的？
How can they deny that this universe created by God?
所以他是不得不承认有上帝的存在。
So he only wants to say that God exists.
但是这种的承认上帝的存在跟我们所讲的信又不一样。
But this the acknowledgement that God exists as compared to what we preach and believe is different.
圣上帝存在，这个上帝与他是没有关系。
Because when I say that I believe that God exists, this God has no relationship with him.
但当真正的基督徒说我信上帝的时候
，But when a true Christian says that I believe in God,
这个信呢是神的道在你心中所产生出来的果子。
This believing actually is the word that produces faith and that's the result.
所以连信心也是上帝所赐。
So even faith is given by God.
连信心也是上帝的恩典。
And faith also is a grace of God.
我们在第一章的时候提到，由于信以至于信，我们用了一个月的时间来讲那四个字，那三个字。
From faith to faith, in the first chapter, we spent a month to explore that.
我相信你们有参加那一个月的聚会的，你都记得很清楚，那是多么荣耀，多么这个复杂。丰富的真理。
I believe that if you attended that 1 month exposition, you know such a glorious, such a mighty truth that is revealed to us.
使我们的信仰、我们的认知可以进到很丰盛的地步。
So that our faith, our knowledge, and come into the abundance of God.
因为信道是从听道来的。
Because to believe in the word come from hearing the word.
所以讲你没有一个人可以说我信上帝是我要信，是我的自由，我做主体，我选择主体。
So no one can then say that I believe in God. It is because I choose, I'm the subject to choose, I want to believe in God.
你怎么会信呢？
How can you believe?
因为你听得到。
Because you heard the word.
为什么你听得到会信呢？
Why say you can believe when you heard the word?
因为你思想这些话的意义。
Because when you ponder on this, the meaning of this word.
圣灵用道帮助你。
The Holy Spirit used the word to illuminate you.
生命的道就产生了有关生命的信仰。
So this word of life then produces the believing in this faith.
当你听到的时候，你
When you listen to the word,
你是被动的还是主动的？
Are you passive or are you active?
你是主，你是被动的。
You are passive.
因为你听到道就进到你里面。
Because you hear about the gospel and the word come into you.
你怎么会听到呢？
How can you listen to the word?
因为有人讲道。
Because there's someone who preaches.
为什么有人会讲道？
Why is someone who preaches you?
神把道赐给他，叫他讲。
Because God has given the word to him and then caused him to preach to you.
启示真理的是上帝。
And because the one who revealed the truth is God.
感动人明白。又传讲真理的也是上帝。
The one who moved us to understand to preach the word also is from God.
差遣人把道传到你耳中的是上帝。
The one who sent people to preach the word to you also is from God.
当你听到的时候，圣灵光照你明白这个工作是出于上帝。
When you listen to the word and you are touched, you illuminated, then you can understand also the word of Holy Spirit.
上帝的道在你心中产生信心之后
，So the word of God in you produces the fruit of faith.
你就对上帝说：“上帝，我相信。”
Then you say to God, God. I believe in you.
所以这种因道产生的信 跟那些的宗教选择中间的自由的性是不一样的。
So this faith that comes from the believing of the word or hearing of the word is different from those faith that come from religions.
而听到是从基督的话来的。
When you listen to the word, because it comes from Christ Jesus.
所以当你听到上帝的道的中心点的时候，就听到耶稣基督的死跟耶稣基督的复活。
So the center of word that you listen to is the death and the resurrection of Christ.
因为基督是道成肉身。
Because Christ incarnated as word
住在我们的中间。
In flesh and dwelling among us.
他成为肉身的终极的目的，就是要借着这个肉身在十字架上担当我们的罪，受苦受死。
The ultimate purpose for him to become flesh is that using this flesh, he wanted to die for us on the cross.
所以基督的死跟基督的复活。
So his death, his resurrection.
就是神的道在人间所要成全的救恩。
It is the salvation that God wants to accomplish in word.
所以神的道也就是神的福音。
So the word of God is the gospel of God.
神的福音就是对我们的救赎的福音。
The gospel of God is the saving gospel.
所以神的道、神的救恩、神的福音就是使我们从死进到新生命的那一个力量。
So that power, that word, gospel, saving gospel, it's the power that saves us from death to resurrection.
所以基督是以第二个或者最后一个亚当这个代表的身份为我死，为我复活。
Christ Jesus standing in a representation as the second and last Adam to die for me and to resurrect for me.
我就与主同死，与主同复活。
So I died together with him, I resurrected together with him.
当我与主同死同复活的时候
，When die and resurrected together with Christ,
基督的死的果效就临到我的身上。
And the result of Christ Jesus' death come to me,
基督复活的能力也临到我。
And the power of the resurrection also come to me.
这样你明白什么叫做信耶稣了。
So now you know what's believing in Jesus.
当你说我信耶稣的时候，你就信入耶稣的死，信入耶稣的复活里。
When you say you believe in Jesus, you believe into his death, also believing into his resurrection.
你是与主同死，与主同复活。
Because you die and resurrected together with Christ.
那么主是为什么死呢
？Then why is that Christ died?
主是为了罪而死
，die for the sake of sin.
他为罪死
，for the sake of sin he died.
那么我们的死是什么死呢
？What about our death?
我们的死是因罪死
，our death is because of sin.
我们死在罪中
，we are dead in sin.
他为我们的罪代我们死
，but for the sake of our sin he substitutionally died for us.
所以将一个归入耶稣基督死的人
，so a one who died into Christ
清楚知道他要脱离罪恶的身体。
Then only he know that he want to leave the life of sin.
因为耶稣为我的罪死了
，because Christ Jesus died for my sin.
我因为归入基督与他们一同死了。
Now I in Christ I die together with Christ.
是把我的罪，把我死的这种地位放在他的里面，让他的死解决我的死。
So my position of sin and death now is put in him. That's why he died for all these things.
那我们与基督一同复活的时候
，So when we resurrected together with Christ，
我们是不是把已经与他同死的罪再带出来，让罪也复活呢
？Do we bring back the sin that died together with Christ and let the sin resurrected？
不是的
，No，
我们的罪与他同死以后
，Because our sin after he died with Christ，
我们复活的时候不让罪与一同复活。
When we resurrected, this sin will not resurrect.
因为我们要在基督的生命里面享受义的生活。
Because in Christ's life, we're to enjoy the life of this righteousness.
所以全本圣经给我们的看法是什么呢
？So what's the view of the whole Bible?
一个真正相信耶稣的
，A one who truly believe in Jesus.
他是向罪死
，You will die to sin.
向义活
，And live to this righteousness.
我们大家一二三，向罪死。向义活，那你把这个重点抓到了以后
，So when you know this true point，
你就很明白这一段是你要讲的是什么。
Then you know what's being spoken about in this passage。
什么叫做向罪死呢
？What about to die to sin？
死啊，罪啊，我与你没有关系。
Dead sin， I have no relationship with you anymore。
你没有办法再引诱我了。
You have no more to tempt me。
你没有办法来捆绑我了。
You cannot enslave me now。
你没有办法做王来治理我了。
You cannot rule me as a ruler now。
虽然我是个活的
，Even though I still live，
我不是活在罪中。
I'm not living in sin，
因为我是活在新生命的定义里。
Because I'm living in a new life，
所以我是活在 义的中间。
So I'm living in righteousness.
我既然向罪死，
Since I died to sin,
我就只能向义活。
I can only live to righteousness.
我的义的生命里面以基督一同复活。
In the life of righteousness, I rise together with Christ.
罪的事情上，基督为我死了。
So in sin, Christ Jesus had died for me.
我也与他同死了。
And I died together with him.
所以我现在不是活在罪中，
so、
而是活在。
So I'm now no more living in sin but in righteousness.
那么这是为什么呢？
What is the purpose?
是因为神的恩典。
It is by the grace of God.
因为上帝的恩典。
Because of the grace of God.
所以就像第三章和第五章第三节告诉我们。
And that's why in chapter 5 verse 3 says,
我们站在如今的恩典之上。
We're now standing upon grace.
我们是站在恩典的地位上。
And upon the position of grace.
今天我成为何等样的人都是主的恩才成的。
Today what kind of person I become is because of the grace of God.
因为我活在恩典之中。
Because I'm living in grace.
所以我感谢上帝。
That's why I thank God.
那么恩典是什么呢？
What is grace then?
你还记得第四章所讲的吗？
That is what is spoken about in chapter 4.
恩典不是工作。
Grace and work.
恩典不靠行为。
Grace doesn't depend on conduct.
恩典是不配得的。
It's unworthy.
这三点是恩典神学的基要的原则。
And that is the fundamental elements of this doctrine.Grace.
不是我做工我可以领受。
No, I work because I wages then.
我做工所领受的叫做工价。
Because if I work, I receive, then it's called wages.
不是靠着我自己的行为。
Not through my own conduct.
而且我自己的行为是将功补过，那是宗教动机，不是救恩。
Because my own conduct will earn me merit, that is religion, and not grace.
不是我配得的。
Not that I'm worthy.
因为我在神面前，如果说配的话，只配受审判。只配下地狱。
Because before God, I'm only worthy of death and hell.
所以恩典神学的这三个原则我抓到了。
So these three principles of doctrine of grace, I'm not caught up in.
今天在恩典之中。
Today I'm in grace.
不是因为我好。
Not because I'm good.
不是因为我做了什么。
Not because what I've done.
不是因为我配的什么。
Not because I'm worthy.
乃因为神主动愿意甘心白白。把恩典赐给我
，because God took initiative, He's willingly and also freely give the grace to me.
他把这恩典赐给不配的我
，He has given this grace to me who is unworthy.
那我应该怎样感谢上帝
？How am I going to thank God?
我们在恩典中间可以不可以更加勇敢犯罪
？In grace, can we courageously dance in more?
因为恩典吗
？Because grace.
恩典的意思就是不计较你的罪。
Grace means we doesn't count that we are sinners.
如果不计较我的罪
，if it doesn't count my sins,
那么我要问有一些人犯罪犯的很多
，and I want to ask if someone has sinned more.
他得救的时候是蒙恩的人
，then he have saved the one blessed.
有的人犯罪犯的很少
，the one who sin less.
他得救的时候也是蒙恩的人
，when he saved you also by grace.
那么你的罪多少，耶稣赦免了
，so whatever much of sin you have, God has forgiven.
他的罪更多，耶稣也赦免了
，and more sin that he had, God also has forgiven.
那你会不会妒忌他呢
？Will you get jealous with him?
他的罪更多得到赦免，如果我知道从前犯多一点。
Yes, more sin God has forgiven him. If I know, I will sin more.
这就是罪人的思想。
This is the thought of sinners.
所以很多人呢，人家签到信耶稣的时候。
So the people, when people ask him to believe in Jesus,
他说呢，那我等以后才信。
He said, I wait, and later on I'll believe.
反正信耶稣得救就是说什么罪都会赦免。
Because when you believe in Jesus, you're forgiven. All sins are forgiven.
我先犯罪。
So I'll sin first.
犯够了才能信，反正一样得救的。
When I sin enough, then I will believe because it seems still forgiving.
你如果有这样的。
If you have this kind of thinking,
就表示你根本不明白得救的喜乐是什么。
Then you don't know the joy of being saved.
你就知道了犯罪的快乐。
You only know the joy of sinning.
犯罪的快乐是快落下去。
And the joy of sinning is that you go up and you fall down.
那不是真正的喜乐。
That's not true joy.
真正的喜乐是脱离罪的捆绑的真理中间自由的那个喜乐。
Because the true joy is that you have been liberated from the enslavement of sin and you enjoy in righteousness.
有一些人当他对恩典明白一半而不透彻的时候
，the people when halfly they understand about grace，
他就玩弄恩典。
They want to cheat the grace.
如果上帝是赦免一切的罪
，If God forgive all sins，
不是单单一些的罪
，Not only a little bit of sin，
那我可以趁机会多犯罪一些。
Now I'll take the opportunity to sin more.
犯罪以后才一笔勾销，求主完全。
Because after that, I ask God to forgive all my sins.
这样太早信耶稣很吃亏。
Then if you were to believe in Jesus too early,
现在
you fall short of that.
You lost.
You lose.
你吃亏了。
You lose.
那最好是现在先犯罪。
The best you see now.
我们可以犯奸淫。
Then you can commit adultery.
我们可以
gambling
作乱。
And also, and gambling,
有全部求耶稣神。
Then all this we ask Jesus to forgive,
因为他有无穷的能力。
Because he has endless power.
那么如果你现在不跳舞，老了谁跟你跳呢？
If you do not dance now, when you're old, who wants to dance with you?
现在不享乐不是很吃亏吗？
If you don't enjoy now, you lose.
所以这种错误的恩典，对恩典的错误的了解。
So this wrong understanding of grace,
他们就要利用恩典。
And because of that, they want to misuse grace.
他说有许多人不信主，因为他们有这种错误的看法。
The people who believe in Jesus now is because they have wrong concept of grace.
但是保罗在第六章不是指那些还不信主的人对恩典的错误的认识。
But Paul in chapter 6 is not talking about those who do not understand or not believe yet.
保罗在这段中间是指已经信主的人对恩典的错误的看法产生了另外一种生活。
He's talking about a wrong concept of those who are already Christian who have misconception of grace.
就是我现在已经的恩典。
Now I'm in grace.
那我可以继续犯罪吗？
So I can continue to sin.
所以讲第一节跟第十五节两次是错误的两种看法。
So in verse 1 and verse 15 talk about the wrong concept of grace twice.
我们大家打开六章第一节。
We shall read chapter 6 verse 1.
这样怎么说呢？我可以人在罪中叫恩典显多吗？
What shall we say then? Shall we go on sinning so that grace may increase?
断乎不可。
By no means.
第十五节。
15.
一同来读。这却怎么说？我们在恩典之下，不在律法之下，就可以犯罪吗？断乎不可。这第十五节特别是知道信了主的人在恩典之下而随便犯罪的人，对这种人讲。
So this chapter, verse 15, talk about those who are already in grace, but then loosely they want to sin, and God speak about these people.
我不在律法之下。
I'm no more under law.
我在恩典之下。
In grace, I am.
我在恩典之下，我就可以犯罪嘛。
Under grace, I can continue to sin.
恩典一直是够用的。
Because grace is sufficient for me.
有没有基督徒信主了以后，永远没有再犯罪？
Would there be any Christian after believing Jesus never would sin?
没有可能。
No.
每一个已经信主的人还有可能犯罪。
Because every Christian still there's a possibility.
如此这样，既然不可能不犯罪，我犯罪又何妨呢？
If that is so, that I can still sin, then this is not doesn't matter that I sin.
因为我现在不在律法之下。
Because I'm no under the law.
我现在在恩典之下。
But I'm under grace.
所以我可以使用恩典之中的这个特权。
So I can use the privilege in this grace.
因为是恩典吗？
Because there's grace.
所以我犯罪。
So I sin.
保罗说。断乎不可
，and possibly by no means。
这是意思什么意思
？What do you mean？
你绝对不可以这样做。
Absolutely cannot do that。
为什么呢
？Why？
因为这就证明你对恩典没有真正的了解。
That's to prove that you don't truly understand grace。
虽然恩典是白白给我们
，even grace given to us freely。
虽然恩典是神甘心乐意给我们
，even though grace given to us freely and willingly by God。
在我们领受恩典的背后，是神的儿子为我们牺牲、痛苦流血。
But behind the receiving of grace from God, it is Christ Jesus who died for us.
所以一个人看见恩典的时候
，when one see grace，
他不是看见恩典的现象
，he doesn't see the phenomenon of grace，
他要看见恩典背后所付的代价。
He wants to see the price being paid after grace.
有的人说 ，nothing is free except。The grace of Jesus Christ.
有人说没有任何东西是免费的，除了耶稣基督恩典。
But I tell you, nothing is free. Even the grace of Jesus Christ, the salvation of God, needs Christ to pay His life and shed His blood for you.
我告诉你，没有任何东西是免费的，包括神的恩典，因为在背后呢，耶稣基督要为我们死。
他从天上到地上来。
He came from the heaven to the earth.
他以神的身份来做人。
Sin the person of God become man.
道成了肉身。
The word became flesh.
为我们亲身担当我们的罪。
And he personally took our sins.
在十字架上受尽痛苦。
So upon the cross he suffered.
他33年的生活是长经忧患，多受痛苦。他是泛滥之子。
For 33 and a half years he suffered much.
当你领受恩典的时候
，So when you receive the grace,
你说恩典是白白的。
You say grace is free.
Yeah, that's for you is free. 对你是免费的 ，but for others is not。
但对别人不是如此。
Christ paid all the price for you。
因为耶稣基督已经为你付上代价。
耶稣基督为你付了最大的代价。
Because 你才有恩典。Christ Jesus paid the higher price, and that's why you have grace。
所以我不能继续在恩典中间一边犯罪。
So I cannot continue to be under sin, not to be under grace, and then continue to sin。
那么这样就问一个问题了。
So we ask a question:
如果基督徒犯罪怎么办呢
？If Christian were to sin, what would we do？
基督徒犯罪跟非基督徒犯罪不同地方在哪
？Christian and non-Christian, when they sin, what's the difference？
请你注意听下面的话。
Pay attention to what we're going to say。
非基督徒犯罪是一个惯例。
Non-Christian, for them to sin, it is
a rule。只是一个呢，这平常的惯例。
It is a rule，
是每天的犯罪。
So you sin every day，
所以他罪人过犯罪的生活。
So sinners living in sin，
他不知道罪的可怕。
He doesn't know the terrifying sin。
虽然有良心的控告
，Even though there's accusation coming from conscience，
堕落以后连良心也已经被玷污了。
But after they have fallen， even this the conscience has been polluted，
所以他们蒙昧无知。
So they are polluted and they are ignorant，
思想纷呈。
And they are also confused in their mind.
他们离开上帝
，so they depart from God.
在黑暗中间过生活
，in darkness that they live.
所以犯罪是他们的常例
，so to sin is the rule.
是他们日常的生活
，is their daily life.
但是基督徒不是如此
，as for Christians,
基督徒真正重生得救以后
，the one who has truly been regenerated.
犯罪是个破例
，it's an exception that we sin.
所以 for them to sin is a rule, is a daily common rule.For a truly regenerated Christian, to sin is an exception.
对这个非基督徒，当犯罪是常例；对这个基督徒，犯罪是特例，
是一个破例。
破例，
为什么呢
？Why？
因为我怎么可以犯罪呢
？How can I sin？
我怎么犯罪呢
？How can I sin？
所以当你犯罪的时候
，So when you sin，
你与他们的感受一定不一样。
Your feeling as compared to them is different，
因为你的良心已经洗净了。
Because your conscience has been clean,
cleansed.
And God has touched your heart.
If you need to live a
new
life,
you have received a new life.
See the suffering, your sense of suffering the 敏感
So in new life, you have sensitivity of God's new life.
See the suffering, your sense the suffering the 感受
And also you have the feeling of the new life of God.
So you reform theology 告诉我们
And so reform theology tells us.
To be a Christian is to think after God's thinking and to feel after God's feeling and to act after God's planning and to will after God's will.
作为这个 reform 的这个基督徒化，他告诉我们说，我们作为基督徒化，我们想神所想，我们感受神所感受，我们意志决定神所要做的意志。
感谢上
，Praise the Lord。
当你真正意志配合神的旨意的时候。
So when our will is according to the will of God,
当你的感情配合神的圣爱
，when our emotion is according to the holy love of God,
当你的思想配合神的真理的时候
，when our mind is according to the truth of God,
你的良心就享受与神同行的平安。
So our conscience will enjoy the peace that we walk together with God.
但当你说相离神的真理相悖
，So when you go against the truth of God，
你所感受的与神的心灵的感受完全不同的。
When you feel something which is against the feeling of God，
如果你爱的是神所恨的，你恨神所爱的时候。
When love something that God hates, hate something that God loves,
你新生命里面已经被洗净的良心，一定没有基督的平安在里面住住。
Then in a new conscience, when the cleanse in the new life cannot have the peace of Christ Jesus to be with you.
换一句话说，
被
基督徒犯罪，他不会太苦。
For the non-Christian, for them to sin, they will not feel suffering.
但一个真正重生的基督徒在犯罪，他一定很痛苦。
A true regenerated Christian in sin, he'll feel suffering.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为神已经把新生命从新生命的这些本质放在你里面。
Because God has put a new life and this new nature of the new life in you.
所以你应当继续不断更新变化。
So we continue to be renewed, to be transformed.
使你的心意也配合神的心意。
So that the will is according to the will of God.
要查验什么是上帝善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
To examine what is the pleasurable and the good will of God.
尽心、尽力、尽性爱主，行在他的旨意的中间。
Then you will do your very best to walk in the will of God.
当你行在他旨意中间的时候
，When you walk in the will of God,
你会享受特别的平安，在你心中管理你、安慰你、滋润你、 兼顾你。
You enjoy the kind of peace in you, will nurture you, will accompany you.
那我们怎么到这个地步呢？
How can we achieve this position?
所以这里就提到关于奴仆的事情了。
So you talk about something about enslavement.
当我们提到奴仆的时候，先想基督到世界上来的时候，是来做奴仆的。
When we talk about slave, Christ Jesus come to the world to be a slave.
耶稣基督为什么要到世界上来做奴仆？
Why did Christ Jesus come to the world to be a slave?
因为他要代替我们做一个完全顺从的这一个第二个亚当。
Because he wants to take into a position to be a second Adam who obeyed God.
他取了奴仆的形象。
So he took the image of a slave.
他本有上帝的形象。
He actually has the image of God.
却取了奴仆的形象。
But take up himself the image of a slave.
全然圣洁公义的。
Then he is totally righteous.
取了罪身的形状。
But take the flesh of the sin.
这两个，一个是记载在腓立比书第二章里面。
One is recorded in Philippians chapter 2.
另外一个记载在罗马书第八章第三节。
One is Romans chapter 8 verse 3.
在腓立比书第二章告诉我们。
In Philippians chapter 2,
耶稣基督本来有上帝的形象。
Why Jesus actually had the image of God?
却为我们成了奴仆的形
象。But first, he took up the image of a slave.
罗马书第三章告诉我们。
Romans chapter 8 tells us.
因为我们的身体软弱，有所不能行的。
And Lord, because the weakness of flesh is something you cannot do.
基督就取了罪身的形状，来到世界上，在肉身中间为我们定了罪案。
So Christ Jesus took the form of a flesh, so that in flesh he to be condemned.
所以耶稣到世界上来的时候
，So when Jesus came to the world,
他成了顺从世人的榜样。
He became the example of those who are obedient to God.
他成为真正顺从的奴仆
，a slave who is fully obedient.
那么奴仆的工作是什么呢
？What's the function and work of a slave?
奴仆的工作就是服侍。
That's the stuff.
服侍
the stuff.
完全失去自己的主权。
Totally he lost your sovereignty.
因为奴仆从市场里面被买回来的时候
，because the slave after the redeeming the market,
代价交出去
，and when the price has been paid.
他的主权就转移了。
Now his sovereignty has not been changed.
奴仆的主人
and the master of the slave
有权并用他，也有权并卖他。
Have the power to use and to sell him.
那么买奴仆的人
and the one who buy the slave
把钱交给奴仆的主人的时候
after he pay the price to the master of the slave,
这个奴仆的主人就没有权并在管这个奴仆的。
So this master then has no power to control over him.
因为他拿了这个价钱
because he paid the price,
所以他的管理奴仆的权柄就失去。
So he received the price and also he doesn't have control anymore.
那一个人把价钱交出去。
So a one who paid the price,
他就取得了管理奴仆的主权。
So he also bought this power to rule over the slave.
我把你买来。
I buy you.
我现在用你。
Now I use you.
你听我的话。
You listen to me.
你属于我的。
You belong to me.
所以在古代的社会里面。
So in the ancient society,
奴仆是产业的一部分。
And the slave is a part of property.
奴仆是把人当作产业来买卖
and also slaves are being sold as properties.
做奴仆的人就没有自己的主权
So a one who is a slave has no power on himself.
做奴仆的人只能顺从主人的意志去行事
He can only obey the will of the master.
他没有权柄来使用自己的生命
He doesn't have power to use his own life.
他没有主权来管理自己的生活
He doesn't have the sovereignty to control his own life.
他没有权柄来处理自己的肢体身体
And doesn't have the power to deal with his own body.
因为这是主人的权柄
Because there is the power of the master.
要他做什么
Whatever he wanted to do,
他就做什么
He has to do.
要他拿什么
Whatever he wanted to take,
他就拿什么
He will take.
要他在哪里做工
Whatever he wanted to work, he work.
就在哪里做工
He work.
这个叫做奴仆
This is called a slave
那么这个不是像我们平常用的仆人工人不是这样
And this is not our maid
工人做工的时间到了他可以回家
Because the maid after working hours they're on their own
奴仆不是
But the slave are different
奴仆是24小时是属于主人
24 hours he belongs to the master
从被埋到死是属于主人
After he's been born until he died he belongs to the master
所以当圣经用奴仆这个字的时候
So when the Bible used slave this word
所以罗马帝国大家都明白 什么意思的那个时代用的。
It is to be understood in the Roman Empire. Everybody understand the meaning.
保罗是自由的。
Paul is a free man.
保罗是罗马帝的公民。
He is the Roman citizen.
罗马帝的公民是绝对不可以做奴隶。
Roman citizen absolutely cannot become a slave.
因为罗马公民是第一等公民。
Because Roman citizen is a first class citizen.
那个战败国被掳回来的才可以做奴隶。
So the captive when defeated now becomes slaves.
一个人是没有办法随便进到罗马公民拿到罗马籍。
So one cannot simply acquire the Roman citizenship.
是罗马籍的人。
So to be a Roman citizen,
你不能随便对待他。
You cannot treat him in any way.
你、right. 不能打他。
You cannot beat him.
而且你刑罚罪人的时候，外邦人是定十字架，罗马人最多是杀。
And when he is being condemned, the most that he beheaded and not to be nailed on the cross.
所以呢，彼得被钉十字架，保罗被杀头，因为保罗是罗马人，不可以钉十字架。
So Peter is being nailed on the cross, but then Paul is being beheaded because he cannot be nailed on the cross.
罗马公民是自由身。
The Roman citizen are free men.
罗马公民是第一等公民。
They are the first class citizens.
是当前世界最强的一个国家的公民。
It is the citizen of the most powerful nation at the time.
但是保罗说什么呢？
But what did Paul say?
我保保罗
I am Paul,
为福音的缘故
for the sake of the gospel,
做了耶稣基督的奴
became the slave of Christ Jesus,
这个叫做灵性
and that's called spirituality,
这个叫做奉献
that's called dedication,
这个叫做顺从
and that's called obedience,
这个叫做做神仆人服事的精神
and that's the spirit of being servant of God,
今天我们做上帝的仆人
today we are servant of the Lord,
主啊我奉献
Lord I dedicate myself,
你真正知道你是把主权交给上帝。
Do you know that you are now placing your sovereignty to God?
所以罗马公民堂堂正正的保罗说：“我为福音的缘故做了耶稣基督的奴。”
So a Roman citizen like Paul, he said, "For the sake of Christ, I become the slave of Jesus Christ."
所以当时的社会是很羞耻的话。
So to the society at that time is something to be ashamed of.
保罗把侍奉基督当成他的荣耀。
And Paul using this serving Christ as a glory to himself. Why?
他说你们要效法我，因为我效法基督。
You must imitate me just like imitate Christ Jesus.
效法基督什么呢？
Imitate why?
因为基督也成为奴隶。
Because Christ became a slave before.
天上尊贵荣耀，天使所敬拜的君王。
He is the one to be worshipped by the angel, the King of Kings in the heavens.
天父的独生子。
And the only Son of God.
万主之主，万王之王。
And the King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
他到地上来的时候。
So when he comes to the world,
成为奴仆。
He becomes a slave.
奴仆的工作就是服侍。
And the slave is but to serve.
所以基督在神面前服侍人。
So Christ Jesus before man, he wants to serve us.
他也借着服侍人来服侍神。
And in serving us, he's serving God.
他甘愿把主权交给父上。
He wants to give his sovereignty to God.
让他的主权差遣他做奴仆的身份来服侍人。
So that his sovereignty will send him to become a servant to serve us.
我岂不是你们的主吗？
Am I not your Lord?
耶稣讲这句话。
When Christ Jesus said
this, 我在你们中间如同仆人一样。
Among you, I'm just like a servant.
你记得耶稣基督曾经为他的门徒洗脚吗？
You know, Christ Jesus cleaned the feet for the disciples.
他有仆人的形象。
Using the image of a servant.
仆人的侍奉的形象。
And also an attitude of a servant.
耶稣基督把自己当作奴仆一样在服侍。
He deemed himself as a servant to serve us.
奴仆是失去自由的。
And the servant.
奴仆是献上自由。
It's the one who dedicated his freedom.
放弃自由的。
To renounce his freedom.
他就做一个服侍而限制自己的。
And become a one who serves and limited himself.
你明白奴仆这个字的意思以后，
When you know the meaning of this word servant,
现在你就进到这一段的圣经。
So you come to this passage.
这段圣经说什么呢？
What did he say?
我们从前是罪的奴仆。
In the past, we are slaves of sin.
所有犯罪的就是罪的奴仆。
Those who sin are the slave of sin.
这是约翰福音第八章三十四节告诉我。
John chapter 8 verse 34 say that.
耶稣说我实在告诉你。
Jesus said, truly, truly, I tell you.
所有犯罪的就是罪的奴仆。
All those who sin are the slave of sin.
耶稣讲这句话的时候。
When Christ Jesus said that,
是把整个人类犯罪观念的自由把它完全点出是假的。
Totally, he said that it's a false in the concept of we being in sin.
The freedom in committing sin is totally false. 不是真的自由。
And the freedom we have in sin is not true freedom.
所以耶稣基督说，我实实在在告诉你。
Truly, truly, I tell you.
所有犯罪的人是 罪的奴仆。
He who sins are the slaves of sin.
喝酒的是酒的奴仆。
The one who drink is the slave of drinking.
赌博的是赌博的奴仆。
The one who gamble is the slave of gambling.
犯奸淫的是情欲的奴仆。
The one who commit adultery is the this a slave of the lust.
一个爱讲骗话的是谎言的奴仆。
The one who lie is the slave of lies.
一个爱杀人的是凶杀的奴仆。
The one who like to kill is the slave of killing.
甚至一个爱抽烟的是烟的奴仆。
The one who wants to smoke is the slave of smoking.
所以不是你抽烟，是烟抽你。
So it is not you who smoke, but the secret is smoking you.
不是你抓烟，是烟抓你。
Not you are catching on the secret, but the secret catching you.
不是你玩弄烟，是烟玩弄
你。Not you are teaching the secret, but the secret teaching you.
不是你抓住，你掌管它，是它掌管你。
Not you are in control of the secret, but the secret is controlling you.
所以耶稣基督所有犯罪的是罪的奴仆。
So that's why Jesus said all those who sin are the slave of sins.
那么到了约翰福音八章三十六节的时候。
So when it comes to John chapter 8 verse 36,
耶稣说，若是上帝的儿子叫你自由，你就真自由了。
If Christ has set you free, then you're truly free.
Okay, 所以犯罪的人以为我自由犯罪。
So the one who are sinning, you thought that I sin freely.
耶稣说不是。
Jesus said no.
你不是自由犯罪。
You're not sinning in freedom.
你是在最终出卖自由。
But you're selling yourself in sin.
前天我从北京坐飞机到新加坡。
Day before yesterday, I took a flight from Beijing to Singapore.
那么在飞机上，我看一份上海的报纸。
And upon the plane, I also saw a newspaper from Shanghai.
里面有一段的文章。
And there's a passage there.
我吓死了。
I was so frightened there.
它是一个将要死的人的这个劝告。
It is an exhortation coming of one who is about to die.
哎，所以我就很注意看。
So I read very carefully.
这个劝告到底是放在哪里？
This exhortation, where did he put it?
死亡的劝告书到底是寄给谁的？
And the exhortation of death, whom did he send?
是一个二十五岁的青年。
A youth of 25 years old.
刚刚大学毕业。
He just graduated.
他品学兼优。
He's very good in conduct and
self. 父母还在。
And the parents are still alive.
有了很好的一份职业。
And very good profession he has.
大学毕业就是得到很好很高的薪水。
And also after he graduated, he worked for a very high pay job.
有了很漂亮的女朋友。
And a very good looking girlfriend.
他因为他想知道什么叫做性。
But because he wanted to know what is sex.
所以他有一天呢，去一个女人剃头发的地方，给一个女子理发。
One day he went to a saloon.
理发完了以后呢
？And after that，
那个女的引诱他
，and the girl tempted him，
他们就到后面就犯了奸淫。
So they committed sexual sin。
第一次
，that was the first time，
跟女人搞关系。
And then he has a relationship with a girl。
第一次
，first time，
享受奸淫的快乐。
So he enjoyed this sexual pleasure。
过了八天以后
，after 8 days，
身体发热
，then he had a fever，
一直不会退。
And one of the three，
他感到的身体不一样了
，it's different，
不对的。
Something's wrong.
他就去找医生。
So he went to see a doctor.
找医生呢，就是要查血。
The doctor said, "I want to check blood."
查了血以后呢
，After checking the blood,
查不到他有什么这个什么这个其他的病，肠炎啊或者都查不到。
He couldn't find any disease at all.
后来就试试看再查他有什么别的病。
Later on, he tested again.
后来再查
，and tested again.
就试试看查他有没有 HIV。
Whether he is HIV positive,
有没有艾滋病
？Whether HIV positive,
他就紧张起来。
Then he was intense.
他说：“是不是有一些东西在我里面开始弄坏我的身体
？”Is this something that not corrupting my body?
所以应当是过两天才去拿到那个验血的报告。
So actually, 2 days later, then only was he result of the blood test.
早一天就很想知道。
But one day before that, he was so eager to know.
请护士帮忙给他看一下到底是什么。
So he asked him to show him the result.
后来查的时候。
And then later on, the result
is, 他知道原来就是艾滋病在他身上。
He knows that he has HIV positive.
他知道他永远不能回到过去健康的二十五岁的时间。
So forever he knows that he cannot return to the healthy life in the past 25 years.
为什么那一天我早读到那一天
？Why is it on that day I went to that day?
为什么那一天我见到那个人
？Why one day I saw that person?
为什么那一天我跟他睡觉
？Then I slept with her.
为什么那一天他把病传给我
？That he passed the disease to me.
我一生的奋斗
，My whole life struggle.
苦苦读完大学
，I finished my studies.
找了很好的职业
，And good job I have.
我有我的女朋友。
My girlfriend
and I have. 那一天晚上全部完蛋。
On that single night, I destroyed all.
你明白我讲，我不必再讲下去。
You understand what I say?
所以他后来有一句话。
So later he was saying.
如果我登在 internet 的这个东西。
If I were to put this on the internet.
有一个年轻人看到了， 他就不要走这条路，至少我就一个路，我死也甘愿。
If there's one young man who saw this, who refused to go this way, I die and I die willing.
他跟全世界的青年都在这享受他们的青春，前面美丽的前途。
So when the whole youth of the whole world is enjoying the future,
他就看自己就走向坟墓的一个青年。
He said that he is a young man who walked towards tomb.
他就静悄悄地离开上海。
And very quietly he left Shanghai.
离开父母。
Left his parents.
离开他的名。
Left his girlfriend.
他要自己慢慢死在别的地方。
He want to die in another place.
他就把这些事呢，死亡的劝告书放在这个网络里面让你死。
So he put the exhortation of death in the internet.
自由吗？
Is it freedom?
犯罪自由。
When you sin, are you free?
当你犯罪，你快乐。
When you sin, do you enjoy?
我享受我的自由。
You enjoy?
我的特权。
This is my privilege.
我要犯罪，你要做什么？
And I commit adultery, what can you do?
我的身体。
This is my body.
我的自由。
This is my freedom.
我的感情。
This is my emotion.
我的选择。
This is my choice.
我用钱买一个女人。
I use the money to buy a
woman. 我的钱。
This is my money.
这是我的自由。
This is my freedom.
你真的自由吗？
Do you truly have freedom?
耶稣基督说。
Jesus said.
我实实在在告诉你。
Truly, truly, I tell you.
所有犯罪。
Those sins.
是罪的奴仆。
They are the slave of sin.
所以保罗在2000年前就这样写下。
Paul 2000 years ago he said this.
你们从前做罪的。
In the past, you are a slave of sin.
你们从前做罪的奴仆。
You are the slave of sin.
如今你已经与基督同死，与基督同活。
Now you die and resurrected with Christ.
那么你是不是还是过从前的生活呢？
Are you continuing in the former life?
不是。
No.
那你从前做罪的奴仆是怎么做呢？
In the past, you are a slave of sin. How did you conduct yourself?
罪在你生命上做王。
That sin is now ruling upon you.
罪管理你。
And it controls you.
你顺服他。
So you obey him.
所以你根本不是自由，你是服侍罪的主权。
So you are not free, actually you are serving the sovereignty of sin.
但你说大家都是一样，所以大家都是自由，所以我们感到没有死。
You say everybody is the same, everybody has freedom, so there's no difference.
但用神的眼光看，不是大家都是奴仆。
But in the sight of God, no, everybody is slave.
啊，你们看那个鸟公园吗？
You have seen this birds garden?
鸟公园呢，常常用很大的网把它网住。
And they use as a net to net all the birds inside.
所以鸟在里面飞来飞去也很自由。
So when it's in that cage, that the birds are flying very freely.
什么自由呢？
What kind of freedom?
在网里面飞来飞去的自由。
A freedom flying within the net.
自由吗？
Is it freedom?
好像自由。
Look as free.
真自由吗？
True freedom.
不真自由。
No.
因为他没有办法飞出这个天网。
Because it cannot fly out of that net.
限制把它限制。
It's been confined.
这魔鬼给你的自由也是这样。
The same kind of freedom that Satan has given to you.
魔鬼从来没有做过亏本的事。
Satan has not do any business that you will lose.
如果给你一些的享受。
If you give some enjoyment.
那是给你一些的甜头使你忘记你所失去的到底是什么。
Just to give some sweetness so they forget what you have lost.
虽然你在享受自由的时候，你无形中出卖了你真正生命灵性有可能的自由。
Even though as if you are enjoying freedom, but you are losing your eternal freedom spiritually.
罪在你的心中作王。
And that's because sin is reigning over you.
那么罪管理你的时候，
when sin rule over you,
就透过你错误的思想，
it through your misconception,
透过你错误的感情，
and wrong emotion,
透过你错误的意志，
and wrong will,
透过你错误的情欲的方向，
wrong lust direction,
那么你就放纵自己。
Then you let loose yourself.
所以自由就变成放纵。
So freedom become let it loose.
放纵是没有控制。
So when letting loose, you're not control.
没有控制是很舒服的。
When not in control, it's very comfortable.
你放纵的时候呢？
When you let loose,
就没有办法收拾。
Then you cannot be in control.
那么你借助什么来把你这个里面所有的放纵当作是自由去施行出来？
So with what you want to let loose and express this freedom?
你用肢体。
You use a body.
所以你的眼睛，
so your eyes,
你的耳朵，
your ears,
你的口，
your lips,
你的手，
your hand,
就变成工具，
all become tools.
这个是罪的奴仆，
and that as a slave of sin,
做了奴仆的工具，
so become the tools of the slave.
里面有贪心，
when you are greedy,
就用手去偷人家，
you use your hand to steal.
所以这个手就变成罪的一个工具，
so this hand become the tools of sin.
你这个手呢就变成工具，
so become the tool of sin.
那么工具怎么样呢？
So what about this tool?
就顺服里面的主意。
You obey your mind.
你的眼就是犯罪。
Your eye also sin.
你的耳就是犯罪。
Your ear also sin.
你的口就是犯罪。
Your mouth also sin.
所以看不当看，听不当听，讲不当讲，你做不当做的事。
So you see, you do, you hear, you do what you shouldn't do.
那你所有的罪都是你的肢体变成奴仆。
So all this is because your body becomes a slave.
你好好。今天晚上回去看你的手好吗？
Tonight when you go back and look at your hand,
天下最奇妙的创造就是
the most wonderful amazing creation of God.
这五个指啊，
five fingers
可以弹出最美的音乐出来。
It can play the most beautiful music.
造出几十万吨的大船。
And also can build ships.
可以做最小的螺丝钉。
And a small screws.
可以在一个小的 chip 里面呢放了几百个的那个这个电子。
In a small chip, you can put a lot of memories.
你可以在最小的 chip 里面，这个电脑里面装很多的东西，里面有很大的 memory data bank.
So you can put a lot of things in a small chip.
都是这个手上的。
Only made by this mind.
这个手可以弹琴。
This I can play.
这个手可以建工厂。
Can build factories.
这个手也可以偷东西。
Can steal.
你看这个手。
So you see this hand.
因为上帝造我们的手，五个手指一样长的。
If God make these five fingers the same length,
不但很难做事情，也很难看。
It's difficult to do things, also very ugly.
上帝把这个手造成就是一样子。
But then it looks like this.
那你问你的手，你做了什么
？So you ask the hand, what have you done?
你这一生手的功力是什么
？What are you true for?
你是帮助人。
Are you happy?
你是安慰人。
Comforting.
你是鼓励人。
Encouraging.
你是带那些重要的东西。
And bring important things,
或者你用手做魔鬼工
or using the hand to be a slave of Satan.
肢体
your limbs.
今天我们从我遗嘱等死
today I die with Christ.
谈到呢，我在罪里面，我向罪死，向义活。
We talk about in sin we death,we are dead to sin and alive to righteousness.
谈到我既然在恩典中间，我不能犯罪。
That in grace I cannot sin anymore.
谈到基督曾经来做奴仆。
That in Christ we have come slave before.
我是一个应当效法基督，没有主权的。
So I should imitate Christ. I have no freedom myself.
所以保罗就讲了很重要的话。
Paul said a very important statement.
有没有真正自主的人
？So is there anyone who is master of himself? No.
Not even one autonomous people in the world.
没有一个人在世上是完全自主的。
如果你不是做罪的奴仆，你就是做义的奴仆。
Either you are slave of sin or you are slave of righteousness.
No neutrality.
没有中间性的。
没有中间的那个人。
There's no one who is neutral.
你不是罪的奴仆。
Either you are slave of sin,
你就是义的奴仆。
Or you are slave of righteousness.
你不是在光明中走。
Whether you are in the light,
你就是在黑暗中走。
Or walk in the darkness.
你不是跟着亚当走悖逆的道路。
Whether you walk with Adam to be in rebellion,
你就是跟随基督。走顺从的道路。
Or you follow Christ in the work of obedience.
啊，你看到这里，你就明白这几节到底在讲什么。
So you see this and understand these two verses.
我们大家来看。
We read together.
第十五节。
Verse 15 it says.
一直读到第十八节。
And it was 18.
这些怎么样
呢？
我们在恩典之下，不在律法之下，就可以犯罪吗？
断乎不可。
岂不晓得你们献上自己？做奴仆，
顺从谁就做谁的奴仆吗？
或者罪的奴仆，以至于死；或者顺命的奴仆，以至于诚意。感谢上帝，因为你们从前虽然做罪的奴仆，现今却从心里顺服了传给你们道理的模范。你们既从罪里得了释放，就做了义的奴仆。在这里看见义的奴仆，也就是顺命的奴仆。
So now the slave of righteousness is the slave of obedience.
罪的奴仆
，and the slave of sin，
也就是悖逆的奴仆。
And also the slave of rebellion.
你们从前是罪的奴仆。
In the past you are slaves to sins.
你们如今就应当做义的奴仆。
But now you are slaves of righteousness.
那么当你做罪的奴仆的时候
，So when you are slave to sin，
你是以为自己在自由中间享受。
You thought that you enjoy in sin，
等到有一天你发现不是的。
But one day you discover you're not。
像刚才那个青年人
，like young man just now，
他明白了
，he understood now，
他错了。
He was wrong.
他出卖自由。
He sold his own freedom.
他最大的懊悔。
And the greatest regret he had.
最大的痛苦。
The greatest suffering he had.
时间不能调转来。
The time cannot be reversed.
我因为那一次的自由。
Because of that freedom I had.
我不是自由，是自杀。
I was not freedom. I was committing
suicide. 那一次我自由。
And that time I was free.
我不是享受自由，我是出卖自由。
I'm not enjoying freedom. I betrayed freedom.
已经做了罪的奴仆了。
I became the slave of sin.
那么耶稣基督既然为你死了。
Christ is now die for you.
担当你的罪。
And have taken away your sin.
你的罪已经。基督的死同死以后
，So your sin after you die with Christ's death，
你复活了以后
，You resurrected。
那你说我接耶稣基督拯救我自由了，我可以随便了，不能。
You say Christ said have saved me, I'm free now, I can do anything I want. No。
你对你的手说
，To your hand you say，
你从前曾经做罪的奴仆。
In the past you have been the slave of sin。
你从前曾经做魔鬼的工具。
In the past, you've been tools of Satan.
你已经与基督同死。
Now you got dead with Christ.
你已经与基督同复活。
And resurrected with Him.
现在活着的。
And now when you leave,
不是我。
No more I.
乃是基督。
But Christ.
所以我现在做义的奴仆。
So I want to be the slave of righteousness.
今天开始。
From henceforth,
我的手所拿的。
What I take with my hand.
我的手所做的。
What I do with my hand.
我的手做谁的工具。
Whose tools will I be?
做义的工具。
The tools of righteousness. The tools of righteousness.
这样才变成肢体的奉献。
And then come the offering of part of body.
第六章谈到肢体的奉献。
Because chapter 6 talk about dedication of part of body.
到了第十二章就讲到整个身体的奉献。
So when it talk about chapter 2, I begin to dedicate to the being.
那么你就知道基督教信仰的结果。我们整个身体就变成一个活祭。
And that's why, as Christianity in believing, we want to dedicate our whole self as a living sacrifice.
我和所有宗教不同的地方是什么
？What's different from us and others?
我这个身体是树上。
My body belongs to God.
圣灵的殿。
Is the temple of Holy Spirit.
上帝的殿。
God's the temple.
是上帝居住的地方。
And where God dwells.
我不是属于自己的。
I do not belong to myself anymore.
每一个肢体。
So every part of our body.
都是献祭上。
Is dedicated.
青年人。
Young man,
你身上每一块肉
every flesh you have,
都可能让你灭亡
it could destroy you.
但是
but then,
你把它转过来奉献给上帝的时候
when you turn it and dedicate it to God,
你身上每一块肉每一个肢体都可以荣耀
every single part of your body can glorify God.
是不是信耶稣就没有情没有义了
you see that when you believe in Jesus, we're no more lust and desire.
No.正情正义是上帝给的
and full the sexual desire and our desire is given by God
邪情私淫是已经把正情正义交给魔鬼以后才有的
but the evil lust is because we committed this to the desire to Satan then it turned to be evil lust
你不必怕
do not be afraid
你没有享受性的问题
that you cannot have a problem to enjoy sex
你可以好好结婚
You can get married.
You can 好好过圣洁日子。
You can live a holy life.
你可以把你的信用在正途的上面，享受最大的享受。
You should set it the right way and enjoy.
但你如果违背上帝旨意
，But if you go against the will of God,
你把你的肢体献给罪的话
，If you dedicate your part of body to sin,
你不是自由。
You're not free, you're committing suicide.
所以这件事你告诉我们。
So this verse tells us,
甘心顺服。
You want to obey willingly.
心里顺从。
We're obeying from the heart.
从前你把肢体交给罪做奴仆。
In the past, you dedicate your limbs, your part of body to Satan to sin.
照样的。
And same,
你把你的肢体献给义做义的奴仆。
In the same manner, you dedicate part of body to righteousness to be the tools of righteousness.
岂不知你献给谁就做谁的奴仆。
Do not know that you dedicate to whom and you become the tools of whom.
有的人说我不要上帝。
Some say I don't want God.
我要自由。
I want freedom.
没有这一回事。
No such thing.
因为你在上帝的恩典之外，你的自由都是。
Because outside of the grace of God, all your freedom are committing suicide.
你说我信了上帝就受捆绑。
You say I believe in God, I'm being bound.
不是，你
知道。
甘心情愿顺服义。
It is willingly you want to submit to righteousness.
因为你明白这是真理。
Because you know this truth.
你应知道这是真理。
Because you know this is truth.
他把你的肢体献给义做奴仆的时候。
Then you dedicated yourself to the tools of righteousness.
你里面是喜乐的。
There's a joy in you.
是甘心的。
You are willing.
如果人问你基督徒不可以抽烟是吗
？People ask you the Christian cannot smoke.
基督徒不可以喝酒是吗
？Cannot drink.
基督徒不可以跳舞是吗
？Cannot dance.
你怎么回答
？How do you answer?
是啊，不可以。
Oh no, I cannot.
不可以.
I cannot.
这个不可，那个不可.
I can't do this. I can't do that.
怪不得你苦死了.
So you suffer.
什么都不可.
You can't do anything.
那你问他说.
So you ask him.
那你可以自由是吗?
Are you free?
你可以抽烟是吗?
You can smoke.
你可以喝酒是吗?
You can drink.
你可以自杀是吗?
You can commit suicide.
你可以 这个吃毒药是吗?
You can take drugs.
你可以自由吗?
Are you free?
他就开始想了, 如果抽烟不大毒可以的, 毒药太毒不可以的,
not to be hooked in a smoke, not to be drugged.
你上人家问你的时候,
when people ask you,
你不可以抽烟吗?
You cannot smoke.
你不可以喝酒吗?
You cannot drink.
你回答, 不是不可以说, 我不要。
Not that I cannot, but I do not want.
是我不要。
I do not want.
为什么不要呢?
Why I do not want?
不需要。
Because I do not.
为什么不需要?
Why is it doing?
我有比那个更重要的。
Because I have better thing to do.
比那更好的东西我。
And think it better than this.
有一次我18岁的听个牧师讲的，我吓了一跳。
When I was 18, I heard a pastor say that, I was so frightened.
他说，如果你不信耶稣，
He said, if you don't believe in Jesus,
你需要去跳舞。
You want to
revenge? 你需要去喝酒。
You need to drink.
你需要去找女人。
You need to prostitute.
我奇怪。
I was surprised.
是牧师讲这话。
The pastor said that,
如果没有那些，
because without that,
你更早自杀。
Then you were convinced earlier.
为什么呢?
Why?
他感到做得很空。
There's no meaning in life.
因为做得很虚空， 谁需要这个需要那个东西， 一大堆拉拉撒撒的东西下去， 他说自己说差不多了。
It's all empty now. With all this thing, you feel that I'm confident.
我不需要。
I need not all this.
那么呢，很可怜。
So it's so pitiful.
你心里说很可怜。
So you are Christian, 这个不可以,
这个不可以, 那个不可以，你很可怜。
They cannot do this, cannot do that.
你说没有啊。
No,
我很喜乐。
I enjoy.
我很喜乐。
I'm joyful.
我感谢上。
I thank God.
我感谢上。
I thank God.
我是一个很简单的。
I'm a very simple man.
我今年已经不是年轻人了。
I'm not a young man anymore.
61年了。61。61。这61年来啊。
For this 61 years.
除了摸我太太的身体。 没有摸过别的女人。
I've never touched my own wife. I've not touched anybody else.
我不认识什么叫别的女人的身体。
I don't know what's the body of anybody else.
我只知道一个名字。
Only one body.
你说哎呀， boring.
You say boring.
要摸来摸去才舒服的。
Boring.
我说不。
I say no.
你要比我的喜乐吗？
Would you be more joyful than me?
我说我很可怜。
I pity you.
我有义的自由的喜乐。
I have the joy of the freedom of righteousness.
顺从真理所有的喜乐。
And also of a joy that because I obey the truth.
是你没有。
That you don't have.
上个礼拜我看报纸。
Last week I was reading newspaper.
香港人10个人里面有8个人在太太之外跟别人发生过关系。
In Hong Kong, out of 10, 8 of them has extramarital sex.
我大言不惭，我要在上帝面前， 上帝啊， 你保守我一家， 保守我的孩子， 每一个 都在这个时代为你做圣洁的见证。
Before God, I pray to God that God will keep my family so that each and everyone can testify for the holiness of yours.
而且他们会享受真正的幸福。
So that they can enjoy true joy.
你为什么偷吃？
Why say want to eat?
你偷吃按照很舒服， 一吃完了马上苦得不能吐。
But after you steal the eating, then you suffer after that.
我年轻的时候，我妈妈常常讲。
When I was young, my mother tell me,
千万不要为了几分钟的快乐留下一生一世的后悔。
Don't because of a few minutes enjoyment you left behind a whole life regret.
好好保守你的圣洁。
Keep your holiness.
上帝会用你。
God will use you.
你会得到的天上的喜乐。
And you have heavenly joy.
不是肉体的快乐。
Not the fleshy joy.
我都听进去了。
I heard all and listened.
我做基督徒这么久，牧师没有讲过这几句话。
And after I become Christian for such a long time, pastor never said that.
但我妈妈讲这几句重要的话。
But my mother has said this few important words to me.
有一些我妈妈讲的话，我认为比我的牧师讲的更重要。
Some word my mother told me is more important than my pastor, I thought.
千万不要为了几分钟的快乐。
Not because of a few minutes enjoyment.
留下一生一世。
You live your whole life regret.
你要保守圣洁的生活。
Keep your holy life.
你会享受因圣洁而有的喜乐。
You will enjoy this life because of holiness.
是别的东西不能代替。
That's something you can't be substituted.
感谢上帝。
Praise the Lord.
我的母亲33岁做寡妇。
My mother became a widow at the age of 33.
那个时候她还很漂亮。
She was still beautiful.
所以生的孩子都不错，对不对？
So all the children are quite looking.
那么33岁做寡妇很痛苦的时候呢？
So to be a widow at 33,
好多人来追求她。
Many people want to tackle her.
她有了8个孩子。
She had 8 children.
但是很漂亮，人家很喜欢她。
She was beautiful.
她一个都不要。
She doesn't want anything.
在上帝面前跪下来。
Before the Lord, she knelt down.
主啊，
Lord,
你圣经里面说，
Your Bible says,
寡妇记名要到60岁才算数。
And to be a widow, you must be a widow until 60.
我要一生一世真正守寡以圣洁的生活，把你给我的孩子养大。
I want to be widow for my whole life and also bring up the children given to me.
每天早上起来。
Every morning.
一个钟头跪在那边祷告。
For 1 hour, she will kneel down and pray.
读经。
And read the Bible.
为孩子一个一个祷告。
Pray for the children one by one.
就赐福给他的孩子。
So that God will bless all the children.
每一个养大成人。
And everyone be grown up.
都荣耀上帝。
Glorify God,
都对人类有贡献
and have a contribution to mankind. 感谢
上
帝 Praise the Lord.
七个兄弟后来五个做牧师
Seven brothers and five become pastors.
也是这伟大的母亲祷告
Because of the prayer of this mighty mother.
遵守上帝的道
And obey the word of God.
现在我在神面前立志把这种圣洁的生活传给我的儿女
So I want to make a resolution to pass this holy life to my children.
感谢上帝
Praise the Lord.
他们一个一个遵守圣洁的原则
One by one, they obey this rule of holiness.
敬畏上帝
And to,
如果全世界都要败坏去
If the whole world be corrupted,
我求主给真基督徒守住上帝的话把肢体献给义作的
I pray that God would allow true Christians to dedicate their past body to God as a tool of righteousness
既然我有许多的青年人不自爱
If there are many people in the young people in Kuala Lumpur do not love themselves
盼望真正重生得救的基督徒要自爱
We hope that true Christians will love themselves
成为圣洁
become holy
合乎作用
and to be used by God
成为圣洁
become holy
合乎作用
to be used by God
你们每次请我签字给圣经的时候我常给你提摩太后书二章二十一节
and many times you ask me to sign in the Bible I'll give you 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 21
成为圣洁
become holy
合乎作用
to be used by God
主啊我的手是你的
God my hand belongs to you
我的眼是你的
my eyes belong to you
我的耳是你的
my ears belong to you
我的口是你的
my mouth belongs to you
我的脚是你的
my legs belongs to you
我的脑是你的
my mind belongs to you
我整个身体是你的
my whole body belongs to you
我还没有认识你的时候
before I know you
这是肢体曾经做罪的奴
all this past have become the slave of sin
如今
but now
这些肢体是做义的奴仆做圣洁的工具
All this past become the slave of righteousness become tools of righteousness
直到你再来
And do you come
你愿意吗
Are you willing
你愿意吗
Are you willing
而且是甘心的
And willingly too
为什么呢
Why
因为有道理的模范
Because you have an example of truth
传给你们
To be preaching
我从年轻一直思想这个道理的模范到底是什么
Since I'm young I thought over this verse What does it mean
许多的注释是不解释
Many of the commentaries do not interpret.
有一些的解释我不满意。
Some of the interpretation I am not, I do not agree.
我告诉你，道理的模范。
And become the examples.
新译本叫做教义的模范。
第几节？
道理的模范。
第十七节。The form of teaching. Obey the form of teaching.
道理的模范。
To become the form of teaching.
我自己有一个很特殊的看法。
I have a special interpretation.
耶稣基督。
The Christ Jesus
就是道理的模范。
He is the form of the teaching.
已经传给你们。
He has been preached to you.
真正的形象。
And the true image.
真正顺从的奴仆。
And the true obedient servant.
就是道理的模范。
And then he becomes the form of the teaching.
传给你们。
Has been preached to you.
你越认识基督。
The more you know about Christ.
越甘心效法他。
The more you are willing to imitate him.
你越真正明白他怎样为我们牺牲。
The more truly you know how he sacrificed for your sake.
你越甘心为他。
The more you are willing to live for him.
谁是真爱主的？
Who are the one who truly love God?
真爱主的人
The one who truly love the Lord.
一定是尽心竭力认识他的。
Is the one who truly want to know about Him.
一个真爱主的人
The God who want truly love Him.
一定是效法他的模范。
He will imitate His example.
一个真爱主的人
Because the one who truly love Him.
一定了解他为我们的受苦为我们的牺牲的代价。
He truly understand the price He paid for us in the suffering in the death.
一个真爱主的人
The one who truly love Him.
一定是遵行他命令的。
Will obey his commandments.
一个真爱主的人
The one who truly loves him.
已经照着他的生活去为主做见证
And according to his way of life, will testify for him.
你愿意不愿意
Are you willing?
求主帮助我们
Pray that God help us.
给我们也愿意像基督做奴仆一样的把我们的肢体献给义作。
Yeah, we are willing to be like Christ, become the servant, and also we dedicate ourselves to tools of righteousness.
我们大家站起来。
It's all right.
我们一同在念这几节的时候。
We want to read these verses together.
第十五节到第十八节。
15 to 18.
慢慢的读，一二三。
这些怎么样呢？
我们在恩典之下，不在律法之下。
就可以犯罪吗？
断乎不可。
岂不晓得你们献上自己做奴仆，
顺从谁
就做谁的奴仆吗？
或做
罪的奴仆，以至于死；或者顺命的奴仆，以至于成义。感谢上帝，因为你们从前虽然做罪的奴仆，现今却从心里顺从了
所传给你们
道理的模范。
你们既从罪里得了释放，
就做了义的奴仆。
我们再念一次，把你们改成我们，好不好？一、二、三，
这是怎么样呢？
我们
在恩典之下，不在律法之下，
就
可以犯罪吗？
断乎不可。
岂不晓得我们献上自己做奴仆，
顺从谁
就做谁的奴仆吗？
或做
罪的奴仆，以至于死；
或做
顺命的奴仆，以致成义。
感谢上帝，
因为我们从前虽然做罪的奴仆，现今却从心里顺服了所传给我们道理的模范。
我们既从罪里得了释放，
就做了义的奴仆。
我们再念一次，把我们两个字改成你自己的名字，好不好？你记得你名什么吗？
好，
你把你的名字念进去。一二三，
这是怎么样呢？
从容
在恩典之下，
不在律
法之下，
就
可以犯罪吗？
断乎不可。
岂不晓得
从容献上自己做奴仆，
顺从谁
就做谁的奴仆吗？
或者罪的奴仆，以至于死；
或者顺命的奴仆，以致成义。
感谢上帝，
因为
既然从前虽然做罪的奴仆，
现今借
从心里顺服了所
传给
艰难
道理的模范，
既然从罪里得了释放，
就
做了义
的
奴仆。
我们低头祷
告，
大家安静在主的面前。
We want to keep silent before the Lord.